got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I think summer is starting to wind down. I've been told, I think that's what's happening. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, And my biblical question for this week, a brand new one. And we dealt with the old one yesterday at Fellowship, rebuildingtheman.com/church. So you can check that out. The brand new biblical question for this week. Are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? This question is going to blow your mind. Really. It's going to blow your mind. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself. Are you a follower or a leader? Which one are you? Know thyself. Really, this one is so interesting. I can hardly wait for Sunday to come. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can still listen to the show. You can podcast and listen later, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listener line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It is Monday. And Monday is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle, right from wrong, is amazing. Really. I mentioned this yesterday in the fellowship, that the world has gone crazy, that human beings are insane. The world is insane today. And it's just getting worse. There was and I didn't see the whole hearing thing. I just saw sound bites of Kennedy. I believe his name is Robert Kennedy. Testifying on the Senate floor somewhere up there in D.C. And he was talking about the health issue and the pharmaceutical drugs and all that thing. Robert Kennedy Jr. was testifying. And then the Democrats and maybe one or two Republicans, Democrats and sheriffs, so-called representative, was going off. I mean, they were yelling at him. They were screaming, and he had to yell back because they were like speaking over him. And I've noticed that over the last few years now, that in our government, they're starting to fight in the same way the third world country governments fight. And I never imagined that in America. That because I remember a time when our government tried to be dignified and kind of show each other respect, you know, the human way respect, and do it and just not carry on like that. That's gone now. And it looked like the more females they bring into government, the worse it gets. Nothing but cat fights. And the men, because they're not hold, they're not in control, they follow whatever the females are doing. And they don't even stop it. They just go along with it, act like the females. And our government is just remind me now of a third world government. There's nothing except for Donald Trump. the great white hope, right? What manner of man is this? They'll win and the sea obey him. But except for him, there's no like real, we don't have a sane government in any form at this point. They're acting like hood rats. And I'm just surprised. I'm not surprised now, but when I first realized this some years ago, I was surprised that our government to become third world government. But yet, I'm not surprised now because I'm a country. My country is a third world country. There's nothing normal except for what Donald Trump is trying to do, bring back normalcy. There's nothing normal about America now. It's crazy how everything just changed. And so we used to report on government fighting like this in third world countries. But it's home now. It's here. Because all these different people come, your Letterman government, and the government is full of females. And it's just a real mess. And so I saw this fight break out in Mexico government. And it reminded me of what American government has become. It's the same kind of thing now. And it's going to get worse, too, because we are a third world nation. And in spite of what Donald Trump doing to make things great again, make America great, it's take a lot of work to bring a sense of order back to the country. And then even a lot of our government so-called representatives, they're not in support of bringing back America. They're not in support of making America great again because they want power and wealth. They don't care about you. And I say that our government don't care about you. And as I'm saying this, I realize that they're not supposed to care about us. We're supposed to care about ourselves. No one is responsible for us as an adult but us. And then we hire people to do a job for you, and if they don't do the job, then you fire them. But you don't fire the government here. You let them be 80 and 90 with the same old crazy ideas in government. They never leave. Isn't that something? And so I want to give you an example of what third world government looked like. And now it's because America has become a third world. The government is third world. Here's from CBS. Senators in Mexico engaged in a fist fight after a heated debate over U.S. military intervention against drug cartels. Watch this from Insider Papers. Watch this one man run out and then push him down. How can we do that? Stop it, yeah. This is one, see that one guy behind? These videos are not working today, right? All right, let's do some else. Let's play some music until we get all this stuff straightened out. We'll be back in a moment, but we're going to play music. We'll be right back. Okay, I think we have it now. Is that clip ready to play that?
It is.
Okay, so here is the fight in government, the Senate, there in Mexico. And this is what our government is like now. What's this from the Insider paper? Why does one guy go to run in the room like he's going to save him? He's going to get knocked out first. These are grown men in government. Look at the one guy run in. What a baby. The hero ran in. He got pushed out right away. That's amazing. So
I think I heard some grown-up words.
You heard what?
I think I heard some grown-up words in there.
So they're fighting over the U.S. military intervention against drug cartel. So there are men and women in their government, the third world government, that don't want anything to be done with the drug cartel. Follow the money trail, huh? Same thing has happened with the American government. It's the same thing now. You are on your own and don't even know it. And the way they were yelling at the Kennedy guy about what he's trying to do, and allegedly he's trying to make sure the country come back to natural food and less drugs and not so many fat people and blah, blah, blah. And they hate him for it, following the money trail. It's all about the money. It is all about the money. Our government is not about we the people. It's about money and perceived power. They want the power so they can get the money. They're all in one agreement. It's about money and power. Perceived power, but money and power. And then they know as long as they have educated women voting, it will always be messed up. What a mess! I want to go to, is Gail the first-time caller? Out of Pennsylvania. Let me talk to Gail. Gail,
yes?
You are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Gail.
I hear an echo in the background.
Do you hear what I'm in it? I don't hear. I don't hear it.
Make sure you're not on speakerphone, Gail.
Are you on the speaker, Gail?
I am not on. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the speaker was on. Okay.
And make sure you have the TV off. Whatever, wherever you were watching. The
reason for my call is two things. First of all, I'd like to say that I find at my age now with 7 grandsons, you men are ego sensitive.
How old are you?
And your ego, hello?
How old are you?
Can you hear me?
How old are you?
Huh?
Hold on, Gail. See if you can help her get her phone right because she can't hear me. And make sure she's off speaker and stuff like that. In the meantime, while we're trying to get that right, 888-7753-773. I have been warning you. So we got a government that's not for the people anymore. That's gone now. And they're even fighting with President Trump to prevent him from doing anything about making America great again. They don't want that to happen. And they're like totally against it. And you have mayors and governors of different cities and states telling the president, don't come here with that mess. Don't come here trying to make us better. You can't help. We don't want help. We don't want law and order in our state. We had never planned to do that. Why are you trying to do that, Mr. President? The Great White Hope, why are you doing it? Do not come here with that. And then they tell the people, especially all the illegal aliens, the president is trying to make your city safe. And we need you all, the illegal, come out and protest, and educated white women, come out and protest to prevent President Trump from sending these people back, because we need the votes. We don't care what the crime. What do you mean? We just need the votes. And if the illegals are sent back, then we're not going to have the votes. This is from Sky News. This has been all over the thing all week. Donald Trump has signaled his intention to send troops to Chicago to ramp up the deportation of illegal immigrants by posting an AI-generated prodigy image from Apocalypse Now on social media. And you would think that everybody in Chicago would be happy about this, that they will all be happy about the president coming there because of crime, especially the black areas, but not only, is out of control in Chicago. It is bad. And it's been this way, that way for years. It's nothing new. And so you would think that the governor, the mayor mama, the governor mama, and everybody would be happy that finally help is on the way. But no, there are some black people who are happy that help is on the way. But the governor and the mayor are like, no, we don't want to clean it up. We don't want sanity. We want confusion because they help keep us in the office and we can ask for money for programs, for houses, for DEI and all that mess. They don't want it. And the people still vote for them. So the people get what they deserve. They are getting what they deserve because they can't vote for these things. They vote for them because they're black, and they vote for them because they're female. They don't vote for them because they are the smartest people in town or qualified for the job. It's because of color now. I want you to think about that. In my country, you don't have to be unless you're white. Unless you're white, you don't have to be qualified to run for anything or get anything in the country. Watch this from Sky News.
The president left the White House mid-morning for a day in New York at the tennis, but his post from 24 hours earlier was still echoing.
That's just fake news. When you say that, darling, that's fake news.
Well, why would you use the Department of Defense?
Listen, be quiet. Listen. You don't listen. You never listen. That's why you're second grade. We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities.
People don't miss
We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
It was lunchtime on Saturday when the post dropped from the president's social media account. Intentionally provocative, a play on the wartime film Apocalypse Now, repurposed for an American city and an expansion of his deportation policy.
When you think that, do you think that the governor and the mayor of the city would be happy that Trump is coming, help is coming. No, because they don't want that. They want confusion because that helped them get more perceived power and money. Trump says to that lady, you don't listen. That's why you're second rated. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back. 888-77-53-773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. Just the Hake Report at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. He's on fire. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 11, right after the Hake Report, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Energy, just like the Great White Hope. The man they call King. And they will be calling the Anchor Baby King soon. They didn't need one king right now, and that's the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. You better be, so he's coming up at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, 11 to 1 Pacific time, I think. Also, follow us on social media. Ring the bell. Do they still ring bells on social media?
On YouTube, you click the bell thing and select all notifications because you want all notifications related to JLP, Bond, and the Fallen State.
I remember when we first started
and maybe
out
Hake
YouTube.
And Anchor Baby, too.
Yeah.
And Punchy TV.
Nice. I mean, when we first started out, we used to say ring the bell. But I haven't heard that so long. I forgot about ring the bell.
Right.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. Ding dong, ding dong. Amazing. We still ring the bell around here, according to the Anchor Baby. But anyway, support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. We're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, po.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, and ring the bell. Amazing. It's Gail ready now. Yes. Okay. Hey, Gail.
Yes.
Okay, let's try it again. Go ahead.
The two things I want to talk about is that, like I said, I have 7 grandsons. And I noticed that most of them are grown. There's only 2 that's still young yet.
Right. How old are you, Gail?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'll be 75 next week. Next month.
How old are you today?
I'm 74.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so what I want to say is that you men are sensitive, and you will not admit you're sensitive. Your feelings are easy hurt.
I agree with you about that. Most men are just like their mothers now. They're very sensitive and emotional like a woman. They have taken on their mother's ego nature, and they are very emotional like a woman. I agree with you on that.
And it's something that we don't understand about you men. And that's why we have conflicts, like when we have to raise our sons by ourselves. The only way that we can really get them to understand is that we go off. But then because they are sensitive, you all are sensitive, when we go off, you go off too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
And that's mainly in the Black culture.
Yeah.
That this happens. And because the man is not home, that won't take that boy outside behind the woodshed and give him a good solid ass whooping. We women don't get no respect. And that's the problem, that's mainly in a Black culture.
Yeah.
Well,
Did you raise your children by yourself?
I raised three kids. I raised two daughters and one son.
And did you raise them without the husband being there, the father being there?
He was not there at all.
And so are the boys and the girls emotional now, sensitive?
My son now is 52 years old. And he came to me and he was saying, "You kept me from my father." Well, his father knew what had to do with him. But yet I'm the one that kept him from his father.
And why did you keep him from his father?
I didn't keep him from his father.
But
his father didn't give two flying things about me. I was going to keep dealing with no man that didn't care about me. I left him alone.
And so you kept them from the father because the father didn't care about you?
No.
Why did you keep
them? Well, he didn't care about me, so he didn't care about his child either, and I didn't want him around.
But that's not true. The fathers do love the children. They just can't handle the mothers. And so when the fathers leave the home, they don't leave their children. They leave the mother. And because the mothers are selfish and evil, they keep the children away. They punish the children by not letting the children see their father, letting the father see the children. And that's what your son is trying to tell you.
Okay, well, the thing about
it. Did you apologize for keeping him away from his father?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't feel that I should. He knew he had a son. And he did meet his son when my son was about 15. And he had made a promise to his son that he was going to come and take him to buy him some shoes.
But it was difficult for the father to deal with his son because you were in the way.
Okay, Jesse.
Is that true or not?
Agree.
Is that true?
I don't agree with that, so we can agree.
You said that, you just said, because he didn't care about me. He's not supposed, the father wasn't supposed to care about you. He was supposed to care about his children.
But he didn't care about his children.
Because you were in the way.
No, I wasn't in the way at all.
Yeah, you were.
Well, that's your opinion, Jesse.
But that's not my opinion. Your son even went to you and told you that. Why didn't you apologize to your son when he said, "Mother, you kept me away from my father, and now I'm all emotional like you. I become like you. Why didn't you apologize for that?
I apologized to him about everything except for his father because, like
Why?
I said, he just brought him up. And my son is 52 years old. Why are you going to wait now and bring it up about, I can't be from your father?
Because why do you tell your son, you know what, son, you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Well, like I said, Jesse, that's your opinion, and I have a different one.
No, I asked you, why didn't you apologize to your son when he told you about it?
I didn't think it was necessary.
Why not?
Because he dead now. It don't matter now, he dead.
But your son is still living.
Well,
call your son up. Call your son up, Gail, and apologize for that you were wrong for keeping him away from his father so he can forgive you.
All right.
Let me know how it go, all right? I got to run, but let me know how it goes. Super chat. Thank you, Gail.
Nice. Over on YouTube. No, on pill.net, yes.
But Gil is right that the black guys are emotionally like the mothers because they all just like the mama. And that's what the problem is. The problem is not white people and not racism and not slavery. It's not Jim Crow. It's nothing but the hatred of the mother. And you become like what you hate. And the sons and the daughters all resent their mothers, no matter what race. But it's bad in the black community or with black people. Amazing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tamgur Rowell over on gifted the shades on pill.net.
Thank you. Amazing.
During the fallen state. Problem is, people only have hope, which is 50-50. We need faith, which is 100 over 100. Have faith, warriors.
Amazing. Thank you.
That was in response to that Christian guy who's also a scientist. Not to be confused with Christian Scientist
on the Fallen State. Amazing. Check out last week, Fallen State. It was so interesting. All of them are really, but check out last week.
Nice.
Last Friday.
Kayla, three coffees. Am I wrong for wanting to be in fellowship every Sunday?
No.
Serious question.
No, you're not wrong for wanting to. But don't be upset that you can't or that you're not. And then it'll happen. A way will be made. Thank you.
Spanky Spank bought a coffee at Jesus' baptism. After he emerged from the water, the heavens opened up. The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And a voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This divine declaration recounted in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke served as a confirmation of Jesus' identity as the Son of God.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you, Spank.
Amazing.
Tim Scott, Black Friday contribution. My bag. I didn't get to this one.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank
amazing.
You, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Dente on Cash App. This thought is a lie.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Curly on the BQ last week. Last week's BQ was how?
Are you how do you know you're spiritual?
I don't know.
We dealt with that yesterday.
Thank you.
You know you're spiritual when you're present. When you're present, you're one with the Father, you are spiritual. And if you doubt me, do it and see what happens. Practice or stay present and see what happens. It's mind-blowing. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, in response to the fallen state, he has Stockholm syndrome. Trinity is just an idea,
yeah,
says he.
It's amazing how the Trinity is made up by mankind. It's nowhere in the Bible at all. Some intellectual, I guess a preacher, got together and put that together and called it Trinity. And there's no teaching of the Trinity at all in the Bible. It's not even mentioned. And yet there are people who literally believe it's real. Think about that. They literally believe it's real, and there are no teaching or nothing in the Bible about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On Cash App, Adler says, thank you. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
Anthony, real Black Anthem title. I didn't do nothing, man.
Thank you.
Ill Ian Horror Mar, Man Dummy.
Man Dummy. Oh, that's a guy in New York. Right?
I guess it's hard to read and decipher his Cash App.
I don't know if he's referring to that guy, but there is a guy in New York called Man Dummy.
Yeah,
and he's running for mayor. He is socialist. Running for mayor in Chicago, in New York, in the United States of America.
And he's naming Ilhan Omar's name as well.
Oh,
but in a different way.
Oh, okay. What a mess.
Play on words. Jack says, "Continue to be the light." Sun emoji.
Thank
Jesse,
you.
Double exclamation mark. Anthony says, are you dancing
Thank
in the moonlight?
Much. Dancing in the moonlight.
For Moon Day Monday.
Amazing. Rainy days and Mondays always build me up.
Crazy white hippies, Muslims, blacks, swarm Chicago. Is that protest against Trump coming in there with the National Guard and deportations, perhaps?
Can you imagine that somebody want to go into Chicago and clean up crime, make it better for all the citizens? And there are people protesting that. And there are people who allow the mayor and the governor to convince them to go and protest that.
Suckers.
I saw a bunch of, a little of it, the protest headlines of it. It looked like mostly illegal aliens, though, and young white women.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Amazing.
Kevin Snell, have a great day, he says on Cash App.
Thank you. You too.
Triple T says, amazing. This is during church yesterday. Amazing.
Fellowship was amazing yesterday. Check it out at rebuildingaman.com/church.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
You're right. Thank you. I was reflecting on the fellowship yesterday once I got home. And I was thinking, how fortunate are we that God has bestowed upon us this type of fellowship? It's not about the hooping and hollering and lifting up holy hands and swaying back and forth and crying and running. It's the real deal, dealing with the real thing. We're fortunate. Thank you
Marty,
very much.
Happy Sunday, everyone, says Marty. Amazing fellowship, Jesse and crew. Much love to you guys. Kiss heart emoji. Vibrating pink heart emoji.
Thank you, and thanks for your support.
Mike says, Jesse, do you minister to poor Hispanic families? This is on X Live.
What do you mean, minister to them?
Not sure.
I mean, the fellowship is for all around the world.
That's right.
Men and women, everybody. So they can, if they're not able to attend in person, they can watch it live by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. But it's for all, absolutely.
Brian says they push too many drugs.
It's about the money. It's about the money. And I can't blame them, though, because as an adult, we are responsible for ourselves. And if you let somebody make you take drugs and you take them because they said it, who can you blame? It's not right that they do it, but we got to take back your life and be responsible for you. Amazing. I got to stop there because of time.
We'll read
back.
The rest later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to a first-time call out of New Jersey. Andy, you are on the air.
Amazing.
Hey, Andy.
So I'm on the air. Oh, this is a... Okay. So, Jesse, are you there?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Are you black?
He black. What's up,
okay.
Andy?
So, listen, I listen to your show. I hate watch it, right? I'll be honest.
You hate what?
I just think I hate watch your show.
Oh, what? And why you right. do that?
Well, because I think it's funny. But sometimes it's dangerous, right? You support RFK. Jr. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
That's what you're saying on the show?
I've never said that.
Oh. Okay. But you seem to be in support of him. You think everybody's crazy for yelling at him, right?
I never said I supported him.
Oh, man. Okay. So he got rid of the funding for mRNA vaccines and mRNA research, which the cure for cancer was in there. Do you think that's a good idea?
There is no cure for cancer.
Because you got guys like RFK.
That's not true. He just
got
in.
Turns people
that's
gay.
Not true. And he just got in there right now. He hasn't been there that long. And there's never been a cure for cancer.
I know.
So why are you accusing him of that when it's never been a cure?
There could be a cure if we keep on going.
But the reality, there's never been a cure. So you're accusing him of something that he's not. You're accusing him of something that he's not guilty of.
Hold on a second.
Is that true or not?
It's not true. That's
so,
absolutely not true. I know the big thing is you don't want to think because thoughts are wrong all the
time. Why haven't they cured cancer before now?
Because they just discovered this new technology, mRNA vaccines and medications.
No, that's not true.
Okay. It is true, Jesse. I mean, you just can't
deny
reality.
Are you saying that there is no cure for cancer because of Kennedy?
No, I'm saying there's no cure for cancer because we keep on stopping progress.
No,
and
how
like
long
Kennedy
Kennedy been there?
Progress.
How long Kennedy been there, Andy?
Oh man, this is very simple thinking, and this is very. And hold on a second. And okay,
Andy, how long Kennedy? Andy, how long Kennedy been in office in that position?
I mean, months, only a couple few months.
So how can you blame him for anything?
Because he's stopping the he's stopping research.
Why haven't they all these years and all the money that's been spent on cure for cancer? Uh-huh. Why haven't they done it already?
They're about to figure it out.
No, they're not. They're about to figure it out for years, Andy.
Things happen when they happen.
Andy, they have been about to figure it out millions of dollars ago. Why haven't they done that?
Oh, man. This kind of baby brain thinking, Jesse, is why we can't get
anywhere. You're not answering my question.
Say the question again.
They have spent millions of dollars on cure for cancer. Why haven't they done that? All these years and all of the money have been put on. If they're going to do it, why haven't they done it?
All right, hold on a minute. Let me slam my frontal cortex here real quick so I can get down to this level of thinking. Listen, they have come up with many cures for many diseases.
We talk about cancer.
Okay, now hold on a minute. Now they just discovered a new technology, mRNA technology.
No, it ain't working.
It worked for the COVID vaccine.
No, it didn't.
It did.
It didn't.
When they
people
made the COVID vaccine, it was
with
for the first strain of it.
When the Chinese vaccine, people still got sick. They did not work that out.
Oh, man, Jesse, this is
Did you take the Chinese vaccine?
Yeah, man, and now I'm magnetic.
Yeah, right, I can tell. Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. I'll come back straight to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Thank you, Andy. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, and a whole lot of cleanup of the mess coming from our greatest President Trump with the ICE raids and stuff like that. We've been allowing mess to go on to where it's emergency levels for decades. It's terrible. And over in Israel, they had an attack in Jerusalem. I think a couple of gunmen or something like that. Crazy. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And everybody should love females if they know what's good for them. In the right way. And hour two is coming right up. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. It is Hate News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said he will decide within days whether to deploy troops and ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, to Chicago, Chi-Town, I think they pronounce it. Speaking to reporters on Sunday, Trump rightly claimed, they don't say rightly, that Illinois' Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker is not addressing crime in the city. That sounds right to me, describing it as a very dangerous place, quote unquote. And that's a fact. The Trump administration over the weekend, depends on where in Chicago you are, of course, the Trump administration over the weekend launched a new federal immigration enforcement operation in Boston aimed at arresting and deporting criminals who entered the country illegally, officials said. This comes just days after the hundreds of people were apprehended during a sweeping immigration raid at a Georgia manufacturing facility. Hyundai? They don't mention Hyundai. Marking what and it was a bunch of Koreans, South Koreans, not the good kind. North Koreans are the good kind. I'm kidding around. Anyway, they're both good. Marking what appears to be one of the largest ICE raids at a single site in the 22-year history of the agency. Interesting that Commie Nonsense doesn't mention Hyundai. Or Hyundai, however Hyundai, whatever you're supposed to say. Huh. And they don't mention Koreans. And a Jerusalem attack. At least five, count them, five people were killed. Several others injured, or at least a few, maybe several, in a shooting attack in Jerusalem today. Earlier, of course, Israeli emergency services said that, adding that five people with serious gunshot wounds were transported to the hospital. Local officials said that two attackers arrived by vehicle at a major highway and they opened fire on the bus stop, on a bus stop there. A security officer and a civilian at the scene returned fire, based civilians, armed civilians in Israel. That's what we need to be in America, or it would be good. Killing the attackers. Nice, Alpha. The shooting marks the deadliest attack in the city, though, in more than 2 years in Jerusalem, when a Palestinian so-called man opened fire near a synagogue in January 2023, killing seven people. Now you kind of can understand why it's the Hatfields and McCoys over there. They hate each other. Terrible. I disclaim it. Powerball jackpot. Did you hear about this degenerate gambling going on in the United States of America? Two winning tickets for Saturday's nearly $1.8 billion with a B. Powerball jackpot were sold in Missouri, and Texas, Tejas. With final ticket sales, the Powerball jackpot came in at $1.787 billion, making it the second largest U.S. lottery jackpot ever won, so the Multi-State Lottery Association. Shameful. Which runs the Powerball game in a news release. So the largest jackpot on record is $2.04 billion in California, 2022, November. Yeah, but the money's barely worth anything anymore. Anyway, as for the lucky ticket holders, so-called, each can choose an annuitized prize of $893.5 million or a lump sum payment of $410.3 million. both before taxes. The wins end a streak of 42 consecutive drawings with no one claiming the jackpot. I guess they have to split it or something. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Anyway, what a mess. And I'll have to tell you about the Russia-Ukraine war. Russia's slamming the Ukraine to this day. Whew. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
So I'm looking at this opening of the video of the show here on this video, and Anchor Baby went and updated it, and it only got worse downtown. The homeless situation got way worse than what I imagined 30 years ago, 35 years ago. What the? We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And brand new biblical question. Are you a follower or a leader? This biblical question is, you can't even imagine, well, we'll see. It's amazing. Know thyself. Know yourself. Really, you and only you are responsible for you as an adult, and parents are responsible for their children. But once they become adult, they are responsible for themselves. Are you a follower or a leader? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around protesting the illegal criminals, abortion, whatever you're protesting, or you're just going to work out or walking or running or lifting weights, or you are making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world, different time zone. You can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it, but you can listen to it on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. It is female, and it will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to
fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. Deep We've been lied soul. To for so long.
Amazing. Female Monday. We take all calls, but the ladies, as their calls come in on Monday. It's a spiritual battle. I've told you over and over and over again, and a whole lot of folks are starting to realize it. They're starting to see it in themselves first and then in others. Human beings are evil. Human beings are conniving, wicked, revengeful, jealous, worried, stressed out, suicidal, lonely, fake happiness up and down, emotions. Human beings are very emotional, and an emotional person is an evil person. An emotional person, if you want to know what a narcissistic person is, it is an emotional person. It's an emotional person. Human beings cannot be trusted. Human beings, God said, and I repeat, never trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. They are your enemies. And they are pushing anger in this country like I've never seen before. I've never heard so many people say that anger is a natural human emotion and that it's good. Even the so-called God-believing people say, or Christ-believing, whatever they want to call themselves, anger is good. They are saying that anger is good. Anger is a natural emotion. You need that for action. There are people who think that if they're not angry, there are people who believe that if they're not angry, they can't take any action. If there wasn't emotion, they can't do anything, they say. Can you get into Dharma than that? Satan, the spirit of evil, has played a major game on human nature, human being, by convincing them that anger is evil. I mean, it's good. And if you look around, anger does no, it doesn't help the kids, it doesn't help the marriage, it doesn't help individuals. It does nothing good. People fight and kill and curse out, lack of patience, stress because of anger, and they call it good. Woe unto the man or the woman that call evil good and good evil. And I've been saying for a long time now that white people are under attack in their own country, America, and around the world in white countries. There's a genocide on white people in this world today. And I don't even think anyone cares, to be honest. Because I ask people all the time on my show, sometimes on the radio show, but a lot on the Fallen State. Excuse me. I gotta get me a breath thing here. Do you love white people? And even white people, men and women, are afraid to say they love white people. They're afraid to say it. So I don't think anyone really care about the white people anymore in their own country. If it wasn't for white people, there would be no America, especially white men. And there is a genocide on white people in Mommy Africa now, South Africa especially, and Europe and everywhere. Yet last week, we showed you a video of what appears to be a young couple of young white girls walking past some blacks. And it appeared to be black foreigners, illegals, or immigrants, whatever you want to call them. And one tried to hit on, one of the blacks tried to hit on the white girl. She rejected him. He slapped her. And then another guy, black guy, ran up behind her and knocked her out. And we've been reporting for years now that white women are under attack by foreigners in Europe and other places. It's happening in America now. It's white people is under, you're under genocide right now. And it's only going to get worse because the people who have committed the genocide is being protected by the lawmakers and the media. There was this white girl, or Ukrainian, who looked white, that was stabbed, according to a report, and allegedly, after, even though I was looking at it on the news there, allegedly stabbed in the neck by what appears to be a black guy. And it happened, I guess it happened a couple weeks ago. And the media did not report on it at all that I've seen or heard. Because it was a black guy that was accused of doing it. It was a white girl that allegedly it happened to, and they don't care about white people. They want these things to happen to white people. That's why they are always accusing white people of someone else's problems. And then, and now a whole bunch of people on drugs and angry and mentally unstable due to the anger and the drugs. The first thing, the time they see a white person, they want to attack them. And some do it without the drug. They're just angry. They hate white people. And there's been nothing being said about it. This report had, this been a black girl that was stabbed by a white guy. It would have been, all, that's all we'll ever be talking about forever. But because it happened to allegedly to a white girl, a Ukrainian, refugees, no big deal. News Nation reported a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee was riding a, and I thought it was in New York or Chicago or somewhere when I first saw it, or California. But according to this story, it happened in North Carolina. How stuff like this happened in North Carolina? But anyway, refugee, this 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee was riding a Charlotte, North Carolina train on her way home for work when a man identified as DeCarlo Brown Jr. allegedly stabbed her in the neck. Police said the man is homeless and has a lengthy criminal record. Watch this from WBTV.
It's 9:46 p.m. You'll notice right away, this looks like any other ride aboard the light rail. People are doing what they do these days, keeping to themselves, scrolling on their phones as they ride along. The man accused in the killing, DeCarlo Brown, is in the red hoodies on the right side of your screen. He appears to be maybe a little emotional, perhaps a little agitated, but nothing disruptive. There's nothing that gets anyone's attention. About 30 seconds later, Irina Zaretska boards. She's wearing a hat and a T-shirt from a pizzeria, and she sits in the row in front of Brown. She has earbuds in and is looking at her phone. She, too, is just minding her own business. They ride along for around 4 minutes with nothing unusual happening. Then around 9:50 p.m., Brown reaches into a pocket. We've zoomed in on it here. He pulls out a pocket knife. No one notices a thing. Seconds later, he would stand up, and from behind, unprovoked, as we stop the video, he would stab the young woman several times. She had no chance to defend herself.
Isn't that amazing? You ever heard about this story until now? You started hearing it this week. But I don't know of any conservative or liberal media that's been reporting on this. And this didn't just happen today. I think they said it happened a couple weeks ago. It's a white girl. It's not, they got no intent there. And then it looked like it was a black guy that stabbed her. Amazing, huh? You ever heard, I saw Fox News this morning playing it, but I've not heard before this morning. I haven't seen it on any media at all. Maybe it was there, I just didn't see it. That doesn't mean it wasn't there because I didn't see it, but I haven't heard anything about the story until it came out on social media. When it came out on social media, then people pretend to care. White people, you are hated. You are under genocide. And I've been warning you for years that it was coming. I'm like, no, tell the people, no, you're not their problem. Speak up. And you didn't. And this is only going to get worse. My producer sent me that he heard about it last week. Footage came out this week. Amazing, huh? Watch how the man, after the stabbing, the man just exits the train. Watch him, and this guy's been, they say he has a criminal record. Why is he out of jail? He's black. No other reason. And now you don't put black people in jail. That's racist. Watch this guy walking out of the train after the stabbing, according to WBTV.
The attack was over in seconds, and when it was over, Brown walked through the train attempting to get off. Few passengers, if any, at first realized what had happened until they noticed drops of blood on the floor. 90 seconds after the attack, a bystander rushes down to begin lending aid to Zarutska. She would die from her injuries. 30 seconds later, 9:52 p.m., 6 minutes into the video, Brown leaves the light rail.
From what we've been told, Brown never should have been on the train. Authorities tell WBTV he did not buy a ticket.
Oh, just another day at work. It's going to get worse. Human nature is evil. It's evil. Human beings are evil and cannot be trusted. Revengeful, jealous. That's why you need a new nature. You must be born again. A new nature. Human nature is wicked. There's nothing good in human beings, period. In human nature. You need a brand new nature. Just imagine this man was in prison. And if he had committed all the crime that they say he's done, this woman would be alive today. And all she's doing, according to the story, going about her day, working at some coffee shop or something, they said, I think. And she came here from Ukraine, getting away from mess, and ran right into it. My country is now a third world country. And white people, you, in their minds, are the enemies in your own country. I can't blame them. I blame you. You let them in. And you voted for the people that let them in. You voted and supported defunding police. What kind of sense that make? What type of sense did that make? You voted to take away bail bond and let the inmates out of prison because they were black. Because somebody said, oh, that's racist to put black in jail, in prisons. Now, you can't even relax around blacks. You can't go to an event. You can't even go to Disneyland or on a cruise with the blacks. There's going to be a fight or shooting. And it doesn't matter if it's black male or female. It's going to be a brawl. On the airplane, everywhere. In NBC Philadelphia, it's reported that a black person was placed in custody after a woman was shot and killed in Central City, Pennsylvania. Watch this.
Dramatic video shows a shooting unfold in Center City Friday evening. This happened just before 6 p.m. at the corner of 12th and Chestnut in front of a 7-Eleven.
This is not the area that you typically hear things like this happening.
Despite not hearing it often in his neighborhood, Casey Boltinghouse was sure the popping he heard was a gunshot as he was headed out for a bike ride.
That's when I just was outside my door, heard that, and just started riding down Chestnut.
Police say one woman is dead, pronounced at Jefferson about 90 minutes after the shooting was reported. reported, and one person is in custody. The video appears to show three people involved. It looks as if one woman is trying to get a man off of another woman. Moments later in that same video, it shows the man point a gun at the woman on the ground.
Oh my God!
Police have not released how or if this trio may know each other or what led up to the shooting. Sources tell us police are also looking into whether one of the women was the person initially armed. Witnesses reported the gun was somehow pried away from her.
Poor white man, he just tried to go out a bike riding in his neighborhood. And the blacks up there shooting each other. And you say anger is good. Anger is natural. You can control anger. You just got to control anger. That's a lie. You cannot control anger. Anger controls you. It's a spirit. And now the target of anger for most people, especially black people, are white people. And each other, by the way. And that shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm being told a whole bunch of blacks live there. Isn't that like the South? Black people in the South used to have sense, common sense. And I'm being told that Charlotte, North Carolina there has a black female Democrat mayor. According to Wikipedia, it says 2017 with no wonder. There's not one city or state in the country that's being controlled by blacks, and there's law and order. It doesn't exist. It can't exist. And it's only going to get worse. I wonder if that woman has stayed in Ukraine with the war going on, would she still be alive? When will you wake up and overcome fear? If not now, when? When? When won't you wake up? And white people, won't you stop being afraid? I'm not telling you go out there and fight. But I'm telling you, stand up and speak up. Your people is being taken out in your own country. And look, you got a guy in New York, a foreigner, running for mayor, and he is socialist, outright socialist. Everybody know it. And white women are voting for him. Their own destruction. It's a spiritual battle. It's a mess. Let me go to Renee out of Texas. Renee, you are on the air. Hey, Renee.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I just wanted to call in for that biblical question.
Are you a follower or a leader?
I would say neither. The question is really easy. I would say neither because if you're a follower, then you are following false identities of other people. And then if you're a leader, you have this false identity that you have, like an expectation that people expect of you that you have to keep. So
you say you're neither?
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Renee, and I put my two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing. Have you always thought of yourself as neither?
No.
Did you see yourself as what before?
Well, 1 week I'll think I'm a leader, and then 1 week I think I'm a follower. So it was both, to be honest.
Oh, amazing. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to William out of Norway, heard around the world. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I have one question. I've been following you like for 1 year now, maybe two. And after I hear about what you're talking about, I did some research. And I found some books, you know, I found like many books about enlightenment and truth realization. And at the time I thought I wanted to read them, and I bought like many books. But I just read some of them, and the desire to read the books, I didn't really have too much desire. I also tried to read the Bible. But yesterday, before you had the church, I packed all the books and I wanted to throw them out. And in one hand, I feel relieved and something easier on my shoulders. But in the other hand, I feel like I'm missing some knowledge. And then I watched your church yesterday. You said, like, we don't really need to read. And I just need some advice.
I didn't say you didn't need to read, but what I said, reading is not going to change your nature. It's not going to help you in that way at all. And that everything we're looking for is already inside of us. And that's why we must live from within. But you can read a book, but don't read it expecting to get help from it. Meaning it's not going to change your nature.
Yeah, but before I bought these enlightenment books, I used to be on self-improvement. And I did the same thing. I just buy a bunch of books and don't really read them. And I don't really have the desire to read.
Yeah. So a self-improvement book has never helped anyone to improve oneself at all. It's just a book.
I know, but I went from self-improvement to like spirituality and enlightenment books. But both of them, I didn't really read all the books I had. Like maybe I read one page, one book. But I feel like the desire to read is not really there. Should I read or just leave the books and just do the silent prayer?
If definitely stay with the prayer practice being present. But if you want to read, read. If you don't. There's no obligation.
Okay, because yesterday I packed all the books and I want to throw them out, and I feel like relief, some relief, like, oh, thank God I don't have to read them no more.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like you're reading from pressure or something like that. But again, if you want to read, read. If you don't. You're not wrong or right either way.
So should I have the books at home or throw them out?
If you want them, keep them at home. If not, give them to a library or something.
Even the Bible?
It's up to you.
What do you think about this?
I think that if you want to do it, do it. If you don't. It's totally up to you. You shouldn't have any obligation to read them or not read them. But and so if you want to throw them out. If not, don't. But that's totally your decision, William, but don't feel obligated either way.
Okay. I have one more question, if I can.
Yeah.
I have this need to, like, start everything over. Like, even on my phone, I delete all the messages, buy new phone all the time, clean my house all the time. I feel like I have this need to, like, start over. Can you help me see what this reason is? I don't really understand it.
You're losing your mind. Stop it.
What?
You're losing your mind. Stay out of your thoughts. They're driving you crazy. There's no such thing as starting over.
What do you mean I'm losing my mind?
Why are you thinking about starting everything over like that? That doesn't make sense.
No, this is something I realize about myself, like it's been a long time where I just like start over, like clean my room every, like change the style, change the phone, change my number.
Why do you want to do all that? Why do you want to do all that?
That's what I don't understand.
Don't follow it. You're listening to thoughts. They're lying to you.
No, I'm just asking if you can help me see like the reason I've been doing this for a long time now.
Because you're listening to your imagination.
Okay.
Stop listening to the imagination.
Okay.
And just live for now. All you have is right now.
Okay.
Stop listening to those thoughts, man.
Okay, and the books, if I want to read them, keep them, or if not, I throw them, right?
Absolutely. That's up to
but
you.
But either way, it's not like going to hinder my realizing the truth, right?
If you live from within, that's how you realize the truth. You're not going to realize the truth from a book.
Okay. Thank you.
Do what you want with the books, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got to take a quick break, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Folks, welcome back. For personal shout outs, I'll do them for you. Amazing shout outs too. Birthdays, wedding, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo. Oh, hold on 1 minute, I'll tell you. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Wedding, congratulations, doesn't matter. I'll do them for you. And go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Make a donation to Bond. Help us to get done what we're doing. 35 years of pointing people back to the Father. And we really appreciate your support in that, all right? And if you need counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, family, individual counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And be patient because I'm really booked, but we'll get to you. Even if someone cancels, we'll let you know. Or reschedule, we'll let you know. All right, rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Let me go to Tiffany out of Virginia. Tiffany, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
All is well, Tiffany.
That's good. I was calling. I called the other day. You said call back. I had a question. First, I'm going to answer the biblical question.
Are you a follower or a leader?
I'm a leader. However, being a leader, you have to be a follower as well, because you got to know how to follow in order to lead. So I'm both, but I'm a leader.
So you're both leader and follower, but primarily you're a leader?
Yes, a trailblazer, actually, yes.
And why do you say you're a leader, a trailblazer?
Because if it's a fork in a road, I go straight. I don't follow the crowd. I don't know. My brain just works that way. If everyone's doing something, I'm like, well, what if you do something else? You know, so that's, I've always been like that.
Amazing. Well, thank you for responding to the beautiful question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. So, but my question was, how do you,
I've been following you for a while, and you've really helped me. But what do you do when someone has, like, sickness or health problems? And, you know, you're doing your silent prayer, you're being present, and you just can't deal with the pain and you can't function, or it just overtakes your life. How do you overcome that?
Is that your situation?
Yes, sir.
So you have pain that you you can't?
Yeah, I had called you. I don't know if you remember me, but I was telling you that my son had died, and I saw him die, and a lot of people had died around that time, and my brain just broke. And because I handle things differently, I internalize stuff. I think this me not releasing it, I end up getting sick inside.
So your pain is coming from not releasing the pain inside?
I think so.
So you don't have physical pain? It's all on the inside?
Yes, I have physical pain. I'm in physical pain every day, all day.
What does the doctor say, what did the doctor say about it?
They say that they think it's fibromyalgia. They're making sure it's not. I have to do tests often to make sure it's not lupus or something. But it's fibromyalgia, and also I have several other things that have. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice, but I do want you to know that you are not your body. And so don't identify with the body and do what, I guess, you know, what the doctors say. If they give you good advice, do what they say. But just don't identify with the body and ask God to heal you. Let his will be done for you and see what happens. Mm-hmm. But you are not your body. And I understand you feel the pain in the body, but don't overreact to it.
Okay. Do you think that if some people think that we were cursed or something, do you think that something like this is from karma or a curse from God?
Well, I've heard a minister where people pass on diseases from one to another. Like, the black people have that black disease. What's that disease called? It's a black
sickle cell?
Yeah, sickle cell thing.
Sickle cell anemia? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, sickle cell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the curse of the black has to do with anger. Anyone that has anger is cursed because they are of evil and not of good. So any person that has anger is cursed.
Okay, so it's not a curse, like, making, like, half your family die in a few years.
No.
Is that okay?
Not at all.
It just, I think, it was a question of, because you asked me, how did I deal with my son when I saw him dead? And I was saying I didn't deal with it. I did his eulogy. My sister had died the day before, a year before, and I did her eulogy. So it's like I just internalized everything. It's like, oh, okay, they died, and let's go on. And I don't know if that's normal or not.
What do you mean you did the eulogy? What's a eulogy?
You know when someone has a funeral and you talk and preach.
You preached at the funeral?
I wouldn't say preach. I put my quotation marks. Like, I talked about scriptures and stuff, and I was the entertainment.
And why did you do that?
Because he died young, and I wanted it to be a celebration. I didn't want it. I don't know. I just wanted it to be the way I wanted it to be. It's my son. I know him, and I just wanted it to be.
When you say you want it to be a celebration, how do you celebrate death?
I celebrate his life.
What do you mean by that?
I had pictures. I had people talk about, you would have thought he was 100 years old, the way people came up and talked about things, how he taught people and how he was, you know. So everyone came up, a lot of people came up and talked, and we just celebrated his life and how he was.
But how do you celebrate somebody else's life? I don't understand that.
By remembering their impact when they were on Earth.
How old was he?
Like, if somebody were to celebrate you, for instance, we would, you know, have you in the room and show all the good things that Jesse's has done and show all the videos. And that's kind of how it was.
Oh, and you set all that up?
Yes, sir.
And why was that necessary to do that?
Because that's what happens when you have a funeral. They don't have anyone to set up that stuff. Like, when you have a funeral, you know, I should start a business. Like, you know, they have wedding planners. They need to have funeral planners because that's left to the family. You got to call the newspaper. The funeral home just takes care of the body. And that's it. You got to do everything. So, yeah.
And you didn't have anyone to handle that for you?
No, not really. No.
What other
I had people to help me, but I had to help them.
And when you
they
say
helped me
you,
a lot, but
when you say you internalize it, what do you mean by that and how did you do that?
When I say I internalize it, like I am a person who sees what is in front of me and say, okay, this is what's happening, and I don't overreact. And a lot of people have told me, like, Tiffany, why don't you get mad? Like, anything can happen. And I was just like, okay, that happened. And so that when I saw my son, I saw him on the ground and I looked up. I'm like, okay, this is happening. I said, I can't believe this is happening. I just laid down on the grass and looked at the stars. I just laid there. I didn't cry or anything. And I just internalized stuff. Now, I'm not going to say I don't break down once in a while, but most of the time, it's just like,
But when you don't overreact to things, why is that called internalizing? You're not supposed to be overreacting to anything.
I think because that's what I hear. People say, you know, stress will kill you or you're not supposed to. And you even said that.
What?
You told me, like, you said I was evil because I have all this stuff inside and I haven't released it. And I'm like, I have. I didn't.
No,
it was not anything to
release. Evil, the heart is evil when you don't forgive.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Not because you have all the nature in you, only God can change that, but he changes your heart when you forgive. And most people don't truly forgive. And so their hearts are wicked. And that's why they can't be trusted.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not supposed to be overreacting to anything. It does you no good, nor does it do anything for the situation or anything. But just make it worse when you overreact.
So, and that goes back to my question, because I guess I don't react to things like I'm supposed to. Does that?
You're not supposed to react. Why do you say like I'm supposed to?
Because that's what doctors say and stuff. You know, the
doctors
tell
you. Dumb.
Yeah. Doctors are dumb.
Why are you listening to those
people? I try to get Christian doctors, and that's what she
Christian
was telling
doctors
me.
Doctors are even worse.
Oh, God. She was a black lady.
That's even worse.
That's why I said that. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, so I don't know, because I know the brain, it's so hard for me to, because we are spirits and we are in a physical body. And it's like, how do I overcome the physical part of it? Like, if I'm in physical pain, I've taken all this medicine and I pray and the pain is still there, what is preventing it from going away?
Well, I can't tell you about the physical pain because I'm not a doctor. But I do know if you don't overreact to that, you'll be able to deal with whatever it is a better way. But if you overreact, you're just adding to the problem. And when the world tells you that, you internalize this thing because you're not overreacting, they are lying to you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought something was wrong. I even asked I said, do I have Asperger's or something? Because it's like I don't have any emotion. It's like I don't even get angry. I might get upset. I get disappointed. But I don't even get angry. It's just like, okay, it is what it is. How do I do this? Because I never understood how someone would get mad and break stuff. I'm like, because you got to clean it up. You got to replace what you broke. Now you know what I'm saying? Don't make any sense to me. So I just sit and internalize it.
Let me tell you this,
about
because
it.
Of time. If you get upset or emotional about anything, you are angry.
Okay, so don't be emotional at all.
Well, don't try to make yourself not be, but overcome the thoughts. And you will overcome the emotions, because you can't have the emotions unless you have the thoughts. And emotional people are evil people.
Okay. Yeah. And then my last, so I want to clarify. So my physical ailments is nothing to do, because it all happened after he died. And they were saying that the trauma of that did something to my body. But that has nothing to do with spirituality. So I could be, quote unquote, on the right path, and this is not a punishment for me. Because I always thought it was a punishment or something.
I don't understand the question.
You're saying that just deal with my pain, because that is just a part of being in a human body, and don't let it overcome me. Like, don't let my pain be my identity.
Well, I can't give you medical suggestion because I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you don't overreact to whatever it is you're going through.
Okay.
Because if you overreact, you're just making your situation worse.
Okay. Okay. That was it.
All right. I wish you well.
Okay. Thank you. See you later. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller Ann out of Colorado. Ann, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Ann. Speak up a little bit.
Okay, I will. Sorry. I lost the taste of my headphones. I'm trying to get off my headphones.
No, don't be on your headphone.
Right. I got off my headphones. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, yes.
Okay. So I guess my question is, the previous caller is kind of similar to me. I lost a child too. And my question was kind of along the same lines of like, well, for me personally, I guess, how do I let go and move on? I've been doing the silent prayer. I've forgiven my parents. My mom she died when I was younger, but I was 20 when I gave birth to my daughter 3 months early.
You were how old?
She was in the hospital.
You were how old at the time?
I was 19 when I had my daughter.
Okay.
And she was in the hospital for 9 months. She was 3 months early. And she had a lot of issues. The doctors made some mistakes. We had to travel out of state 3 times for open heart surgery. And she died when I was 20. She was a year and a half. And I went on birth control when I had her because she was so sick and had to take care of her all the time. And after she passed away, I decided I wanted to try to have kids again. And I never got pregnant since then. And I obsess nonstop that I'm going to be bleeding or something. And I can't stop thinking about it. I just can't stop thinking about it. I think about her all the time, nonstop.
And your question for me is what?
How do I feel like I've been doing the silent prayer and forgiven and whatnot. And a lot of things have left me, but this one doesn't leave me. So my question is, like, how do I face this final demon? Like, it's like the heaviest cross that I feel like I've had to carry so far.
And who is doing the thinking about your daughter?
I am, whatever my brain is.
And who are you?
I have no idea.
And so why do you think you are doing the thinking?
Because it never leaves.
But
like
if
I'm
you were doing the thinking, would you be able to make it stop?
I would suppose.
But just think about that. You said you're doing the thinking, and it never leaves, but you want it to leave. You want to end this trauma, this pain, but yet you can't make it stop. So why do you think you are doing the thinking?
I don't know.
You're
I don't
not
know why
doing
I
the thinking.
That.
You're not doing it, and you're listening to evil spirits, and they are constantly reminding you, and you're believing it's you, and you're overreacting. That's why you have the pain. If you realize you're not doing the thinking, and when those thoughts come, Just let them pass. Be aware of them. Do nothing about it. Watch it. And the Father will take them away from you. It's not you. Those are evil spirits reminding you of something that's over. It doesn't even exist. It just makes you think that by keeping you in thoughts. All thoughts are lies.
Right. So, you know, when I was listening to the sermon yesterday, and Raymond was talking about how his body shakes and how he wants to scream and whatnot.
Yes.
Whenever sometimes I'm doing the silent prayer, and I'm there with that thought with my daughter, and it when it comes on my body, I'll feel like, oh, my hip hurts. So that must be where I'm storing the trauma. Let me try to relax my hip. And I try to relax, and I can't. It's like I've gone through things, like I've gone through my fear of the dark and whatnot, and I sat with it. But every time I try to sit through this one, it's like impossible.
I promise you that you're not feeling anything about your daughter. It's the false ego self that's feeling that, and you have identified with it, so it's living in you because you identify with it. If you just know, yes, these thoughts are here, I didn't catch them, so I feel something, but it's not me, it will be taken away from you.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's just a setup. It's a lie, and it's not you. When your daughter expired, and you mourn for a few days, that was it. That's all you needed. And now it's time to move on, but you're believing the thoughts about it. It reminding you of it over and over, and it's separating you from God when you believe the thoughts.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
Don't call the pain you. Don't call the memories you. Don't say, I am making myself think about this. You're not. It has nothing to do with you whatsoever. It is tormenting you because it doesn't want, those spirits don't want to leave your body. So they are tormenting you to try to make you think that is you so they can live inside of you by getting you to overreact. If you be still and stop overreacting, you'll be fine.
Okay. That's fair.
That makes sense a little?
Yes, sir, it does.
Yeah. So next time the pain, the thoughts come, and if you don't catch them and you have the pain from them, the pain is in the body. You do feel the pain in the body, but you're not your body and you're not the pain. You're not the memories. You're not the thoughts. Those are demons that drives all human beings until they start to work on themselves and overcome it. I promise you, nothing is happening to you. It's happening to your false self, the not you.
That's fair. Okay. I mean, you know, I've overcome other things, like I said, and this one has just been the hardest. So
yeah, don't,
I guess I just have to really let it go
because
I'm still holding onto it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't fight with it. Don't call it you. Don't run away from it. Just watch it. Be aware of what's happening. Even if you move about your day and all that, be aware of what's inside of you. But don't fight it. Don't call it you. And I promise you, you'll be fine if you do that.
Will that also help the desire go away?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it will. Right. You should know you don't want to want for anything, need for anything, and all your needs will be met by the spirit of truth.
Okay. That makes sense. I guess I have a fear of it not happening, and I can't let that fear go, but and it's not me, and it's just that it's just like a residual thought with that goes along with it, you know, more fear. So I really probably just haven't overcome my fear as much as I thought I have.
The fear is even evil. It's not even you having the fear. It's pretending to be you. Don't call the fear you.
Okay, the fear is there. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's not... Go ahead.
Okay. I see what I'm doing, I think. Because even though I'm like, I know it's not me at the end of the day, or when I still talk about it,
Hold on, let me take a break. Quick break, one more hour to go. Hate news, back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. If, in case you didn't know, the Russia and Ukraine war ongoing. Big attack. Trump may do some new sanctions against Russia because they're going crazy, kind of. And tariff rebates, perhaps. Tariff rebates? Will some American companies get tariff rebates? I guess the Supreme Court, something or other, something is happening. I don't get it. There was a lunar eclipse, space deniers, a total lunar eclipse over the weekend, I heard from Call Me Nonsense Network. Explain that, space deniers. This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. September 8th, A.D., 2025. The third hour is coming right up. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. We'll also get to your super chats, hopefully, and more great stories. But it is Hake News, not fake news. After the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the Hake Report. That's my show, thehakereport.com. And then right after Hake, American Anchor Baby. Catch him. He is scheduled to be live 11 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 Central, 2 Eastern for a couple of hours today. So do join American Anchor Baby. Very cool. And you can podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on audio podcast as well as on the video platform of your choice. Let us know if we're not up on your preferred video platform or audio podcast platform. You can email us or contact us. Contact Bond. So cool. But Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports our greatest president, Trump, is hinting at potential new sanctions for Russia following the largest attack on the Ukraine since the war began in 2022. Overnight into Sunday, Russia deployed more than 800 drones and struck a Kiev government building for the first time. Ukrainian president, not a Christian, Volodymyr Zelensky, stated on X that a total of 4 people had been killed across all of Ukraine on Sunday and dozens had been injured. He described the latest attack as, quote unquote, vile. Wow. Saying that such killings now, when real diplomacy could have started a long time ago, are a deliberate crime and a prolongation of the war, unquote. Terrible. I don't know. Anyway, the Treasury Department will issue partial rebates if the so-called Supreme Court upholds a ruling that our greatest president Trump's reciprocal tariffs were an overstep of power. Oh, no. That's what Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stated on Sunday. We would have time to give a refund on about half of the tariffs, which would be terrible for the Treasury, said Scott Bessent, B-E-S-S-E-N-T. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name. During an appearance on NBC News, Bessent said that he is confident the Trump administration will win at the so-called Supreme Court, but the impact of Trump's economic policies may be slowly coming into focus. The Bureau of Labor Statistics August jobs report indicated that the U.S. economy added about 22,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.3%, the highest it's been in nearly 4 years. So says Commie Nonsense Network, as if that number means is something that's meaningful that normal people can understand. Anyway, many skygazers around the world witnessed a total lunar eclipse over the weekend. Did you know? And I guess there was a, supposedly they did, but I don't get it because there was a, there was there's also an October harvest moon coming up. Pretty cool. Or I don't know. I don't get it because we're barely in September. So whatever. And there was this murderer person, woman known as the Mushroom Murderer. She was given 3 life sentences for killing her lunch guests. She poisoned them, convictedly, I guess. I said allegedly, but she's been convicted and sentenced. So crazy. Watch out for these gals. I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the 3rd hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question? My biblical question, are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? Have you ever wondered about that concerning yourself? Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you need to podcast the show, you can. But a way has been made that you may listen to the show as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And not only do rainy days and Monday always build me up, it is and will always be Female Monday. All my life I had to fight my brothers, my daddy, my uncle.
I like
my
to
cousin,
make men uncomfortable.
My nephew.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Fight no more.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Lay your weapon down. I want to go quickly back to Ann, a first-time call out of Colorado. And Ann is trying to get over this trauma of losing a child. And I believe she said she wanted another baby. Ann, did you say you want another child? You want to have another child?
That's correct.
And why?
you know, I've started kind of asking myself that recently, and I don't know why. I guess I want to have a family, and
why?
Because it's something else to identify with, probably deep down.
What a mess!
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being really, truly honest with myself, I, you know, without having crazy thoughts or magical thinking that, oh yeah, my child's special, it would be to have a family, and to, it'll feel good. I feel like it'll feel good to have a child, and
so you want to have another child to feel good and a family?
I want to have a child because I love children. Like,
you want to have
love
a
the sweetness
child
of
because
them,
you love children.
I mean, those are the two things that I feel like that's probably the reality, really deep down, because I've thought about it and I have a hard time talking about it. I just was able to start talking about my daughter not too long ago, because I was so traumatized by everything for so many decades. But yeah, because I love children and I want to have a baby and I want to have a family. And at the end of the day, if I think about what is having a family, it's just something to identify with. I don't know.
Are you
Maybe
married?
I'm wrong. I am engaged.
Are you married?
No, sir.
And so how are you going to have a family if you don't have a husband?
That's a good point.
No, that's a Where, question.
I guess I won't until we're married.
But why do you want a family? Ain't nobody happy with a family.
That's fair. I mean, I've observed that a lot.
And so why do you want trouble?
I suppose that it won't be trouble because my fiance and I have a really good relationship. We don't argue and, you know, fight. We haven't seen eye to eye maybe twice since we've been, you know, we've been together for 8 years and now we're ready to get married.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
You've been married before?
Yes.
And why? I'm sorry?
I was going to say with my child's father, but.
So why you want to do that again?
Well, I know for a fact that my last husband was definitely the devil. It was all for fun and a thrill because he had a lot of money. But this time it's different. You know, we garden, we kind of homestead, and I feel like together, if the worst happens, you know, together we are fine because we grow everything we eat, and there's harmony. It's
you
just
live with him
with
now.
Us. Yes.
So you've been living with him for 8 years.
That's correct.
Why have you already married him then if you've been living with him that long?
Work and financial reasons and...
What's the financial reason? You've been living with him for 8 years.
That's true.
Well, so how
I don't know.
Finance reason then?
Well, we were debating on having a real wedding and whatnot, but now my uncle's just going to marry us at my grandparents' house.
So why have you married him in 8 years?
We haven't married because his family wants to have a big wedding. We want to do it something small, and it's kind of just been like a little back and forth. And mainly, it's never really been that big of a topic.
But is he doing what his family wants to do or what he wants to do?
We're at the point now where we're going to do what he wants to do.
And he's not going to do it the way they want it?
Right.
And so why have you gotten married, living with this guy for 8 years? Why have you already married him?
I don't know. It's like we don't talk about getting married.
So why are you talking about it now then?
Because now we're like, well, we've been together for 8 years. We might as well just want to just get married. And also the whole, like, system, you know, is like we want to have more of a spiritual marriage and not this show thing.
What's a spiritual marriage?
Like, where it's just not
just party, basically, is what I'm saying. We don't want to do the party part. So.
And you don't have to.
Right. We're there now.
Is he working on himself?
Yes. He doesn't listen to your show, but he is.
Meaning what?
Mm,
how you know he's working garden. On himself?
He helps me. I mean, I used to do this meditation, and I would be like, oh, my gosh. So you know how people say something like, open your third eye or whatever? I think now when I close my eyes, I see lights and stuff. And he's like, are you crazy? And I'm like, what do you mean? He really helped me leave my denial, and he really helps me see myself a lot of times.
How is he working on himself?
I couldn't tell you. We don't talk about
it. You said he was working on himself.
I mean, because he's not like a drinker. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He was having some like diabetes issues. He reversed it naturally without medicine. So more like that, you know.
How's he working on himself?
I couldn't tell you. Like, he's not doing the silent prayer or anything like that, but he is overcoming his things too, because he used to like eat a lot and whatnot, and now he's lost a lot of weight and stuff.
How is he working on himself, though?
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
I'm sorry?
I can't answer that.
So, but you are you working on yourself?
Oh my gosh, yes. I really have been.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother and all that?
Yes, my mother passed away, and I realized I had to forgive her. And my father, I went to him because I realized that all my anger towards him was from my grandma, because my mom was schizophrenic and my grandmother raised me. And I realized all my anger towards him was from my grandma. And he's 56. He can't walk. He's in a wheelchair. He didn't do his physical therapy. And I look at him. I'm like, why would I be mad at this man? I feel bad for it, you know? And but I don't want to be him because, you know, I knew that spiritually, like, he's going to pass on all his crazy to me. So we talked, and I wanted to know more about my mom. And I told him that I realized I was angry at him because for stupid stuff. And it was beautiful because he was like, I've been waiting for this moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you for...
Fathers love their children.
For doing this and telling me this. And now we're best friends.
Right on. And so why do you want, because of time, why do you want a family?
I suppose I want a family because it's like, I guess in my mind, being a Southerner and whatnot, it's a way of, well, having a family and being a unit together, it makes life simpler if things are harmonious, you know.
But nobody, there's not one family that harmonious.
Right, fair.
So why do you think that's going to work for you? Why do you want a family?
Well, I guess because that's just kind of how I was raised. That's what you do. You find a good partner. You have children. You raise them.
Not a good partner, a husband.
Good husband, yeah, that's true. A good husband, and don't say you raise them, and that's fair. You're right. A good husband, and my grandparents were a good unit. I grew up seeing that. My parents were not. That's fair.
Your grandmother ruled over your grandfather.
She probably, well, he kept her in her place a lot. I watched it, you know? But, yeah, probably, because she ended up having dementia, and I watched that,
thought,
she used to worry. Yeah, she used to worry, always. She would tell me, I'm worried, I'm worried. I'm like, what are you worried about? I'm worried about you and your mama and how y'all gonna make it.
Why do you want a family?
I want a family because, maybe I should ask myself that more. I need to get to the root cause of why I want a family. It just feels good. It's loving. Like, I don't know.
How you know it feels good? You never had one.
That's fair.
So you want a family because you think it feels good?
Because society says.
Why are you listening to society? Society screwed up.
Oh, I'm aware. I don't know. Because these thoughts won't let me go.
I rest my case. Why are you listening to the devil and society telling you that you want a family?
Right. That's why I called you.
And society that are telling you want a family, no family is working. They want you to be miserable as they are miserable.
That's fair. I can see that.
So why do you want to walk in the footsteps of the society or what evil is telling you?
I couldn't answer that. I suppose because I can't let this desire go. It eats at me, and I feel like once I fulfill it, then maybe finally I will be at ease or I will be at rest.
No, you won't. You've been lied to. You're going to be worse because you just listen to the thoughts telling you this, and your thoughts are lies. You listen to the evil, and the evil setting you up for more trouble.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with that because I can see it.
And what will happen to you if you want it for nothing? If you want for nothing?
I want to know what that would feel like.
So why don't you do that then? Stop wanting for anything.
Okay. That's my mission. I'm going to stay present and stop wanting for anything.
And when you stop wanting, you have all. You have everything.
That's fair. It's tough. It's not tough, but I've been holding on to this desire for so long that, you know, it's like the one thing that hasn't been fulfilled in my life. And
that's why you're miserable. You're holding on to an illusion. And even if you got it, you wouldn't be happy. You still have an illusion.
Okay. I can see that. Because if I would have got pregnant like 4 or 5 years ago, I thought I wanted to. I could see I would have screwed my children up.
Absolutely.
I would have screwed them up.
Yeah.
I can already see it because I was going through things. I'm like, oh, thank goodness that didn't happen then, because now I look back, they would be messed up.
You should only want the truth. That's the only thing. You should only want to return to the Father, God. You shouldn't want for anything else or anyone.
Okay.
Because when
That's
you
fair.
Do, you put that first. You make that your God, and it will destroy you.
Okay. And I was in denial of that until just now. Because I was like, I surely haven't made this my God. And yes, I did. I've been walking around with my daughter's corpse, and she has been my God.
Yep. Let that go in the mind. It's over. Your daughter came. She gone. You mourn for a few days or so. Now, don't believe those thoughts anymore. Let it go and be done with that.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about.
Because you're listening to evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crazy to see that, but you're right. It's
not doing you any good, nor your daughter, to keep that on your mind and be emotional about it. It's destroying you.
It is. That's a fact.
And that's what evil... So what?
That's a fact.
And that's what evil wants to do. It wants to destroy you. It wants to live in your body, and it wants your life.
Okay. Well, I'm done with it.
If you're done with the thought, you are done with it. Stop calling it you. And want for nothing.
Okay.
Because a marriage and children ain't going to make you happy. Believe me.
You're right. I didn't. I guess I felt like I watch other people want, and I'm like, y'all are silly. That man, like I tell my friends all the time, avoid him. You know? And then I feel like, well, I'm special. But I'm not. And I don't know more. I don't know anything. So, That's the truth, is she did become my God, and I was in denial of that. And
because you were wanting for that. When you want it for it, you make it your God.
Yep.
You shouldn't want for anything but the truth.
Okay. I feel more at ease. Like that. To see that is like, and to hear somebody else say it, then it's, I can see now that I did do that. I have made her my God, and I don't know why I did that. I don't know how that even happened, but I see it, and now I can let it go because I can see it.
So drop the thought, you'll be free of that.
Okay, thank you, Jesse.
Are you black or white?
I'm black.
She black.
And I'm from Louisiana.
Oh,
and my grandma would tell me about the good old days. Yeah. I know, it is a mess.
You ain't got no business acting like that down in Louisiana.
I know. That's why I left and came to Colorado, because people say, oh, poor you. Come on, let me touch you.
Your fiancé is black as well?
He's white.
I figure you had a white man.
No, I grew up, I would say, Lord have mercy. I don't know what I'm going to do. My grandparents were like, a white man? I'm like, yep.
How did you end up with a white man?
Because I'm going to be honest, I grew up in the country. And we would go to the city, you know, to get my hair done and stuff. And there'd be black people. They'd be loud, and I would get scared. I was a child. And then I had a Jerry curl, and black kids would pick on me. They say, you got a Jerry curl. So it made me avoid black people, except for my own family and good friends. Kind of crazy when I look back at it, and I see how I got here. Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
I know, huh? But it's cool now to see the truth and to see it, because I was angry at my dad.
Yeah.
And he's black, and I was like, I have a black man like my daddy. Avoid them. But my grandpa was good and strong, and, you know, he provided, he grew everything, he hunted. So, I don't know. That my grandma put a lot of crazy stuff in my head. And movies, I watched a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
So here's what I recommend, all right? And if you do this, and you're going to have a life that there are no words to express. But you got to do it.
Okay. What's that?
Stay with the silent prayer. Do it every morning, every night. And then during the day and when you're about doing your life, practice staying present. Instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past, which doesn't exist, or the future, which doesn't exist, or what you want and don't want, you stay present. Okay. And the present, you will be with the Father, and the Father will add everything to your life that you should have, and it will be perfect.
Okay.
Don't think about what you want and all that mess. You just stay present and do what's in front of you to do.
Okay, fair. I will. That's what I'm going to do, because I already feel like I can already see myself being more present right now, because I'm not thinking nonstop about what you're saying.
That's right. And then forget about you want a baby, and forget about, you know, you've already mourned on the loss of your daughter. That's done. And it's not you thinking about those things anyway. Let those thoughts pass. Do not hold on to them. I'm telling you, you will have a life that only seeing it will make you understand it. It will be amazing. But you got to stay present now and not in your head.
Okay. And I do. I live in my imagination. I be saying, it's just my imagination.
Running
I have to
away
remind myself. Always. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. Because now I do. I can already just, I feel the phone now. Like I can feel the phone in my fingers.
Right on.
I'm present.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You're aware you're on the phone. You feel the phone in your hand. You're not unconscious about that. You're aware who you're talking to people. Just practice being present. Life is in the now. It's not in the future or the past. It's right here, right now, all the time.
Okay. Amen.
And stop having that false feeling about, oh, I love my daughter, I want a child, I want... It's all fake. Let it go.
Okay. Yep.
When she's crying, she's lying.
She's lying. Yep. And that's true.
Yeah.
Every time I caught myself crying this now, I'm like, what am I lying about? So, yep.
Because the real you have never cried and cannot cry, and there's nothing to cry about. It's the fake you, the ego nature that's crying. Pretending to be you because it wants you to take on another identity. Oh, I feel so bad. False identity. Oh, I'm so worried. A false identity. Oh, I'm so lonely. A false identity. It wants you to. Mm-hmm. Oh, I lost my child. Another false identity. It wants you to live that way so it can live in you. When you stop having identities, the spirit of evil have to leave you.
Okay. Okay. I see now how I'm identifying with things that I thought I wasn't identifying with anymore.
Yeah.
So that's fair. Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate you, your time and talking to me and just being honest because I needed that.
Well, you stay present and you'll be fine. I promise you that. But you got to practice staying present. Eternal life is always right here, right now. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. There's no time to eternal life. It just is.
Okay. Okay. And that's the truth. Yeah. That is the truth. I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate you spending your time to talk with me.
You're welcome, man, and I wish you well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too now. 888-7753-773. So before I go back to the calls in the Super Chat, is this a white man or a black man or a Mexican? This is from Slate. Well, I mean, I'm sure when I say the name, you're probably going to know if you heard of this man before. I'd not heard of him until today. Some guy by the name of Drewski, whose real name is Drew Dashboard, and who has 10.6 million followers on Instagram, has gone viral for his cheeky skirting of racial and cultural lines. Watch this from X.
Here's the love, here's the honor. If you can't come in her, come on her.
Yeah!
He spit when that black man walked by. That black man like, what the? Nick, black, white, or Mexican?
I know who that is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Hey, black, white, or Mexican?
That looked white to me.
What?
That looks white to me. It totally looks like a white person.
Yeah, except for what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Yeah, it totally looks white.
How did he make himself look all white? He looked like a country southern white man.
Yeah.
Look at that. Ain't nothing about that that says black. I know you guys were saying earlier where the nose looked black. No, the nose looked white country.
Yeah.
But it's a black man, huh?
It is.
And so this guy is doing this at the...
It's like for the audio podcast listeners, he's like an overweight-looking, young-looking, fake beard, fake hair-looking sort of, actually. That's the fakest part about him.
Think Jelly Roll meets Travis Kelce's brother.
He have on a faint white suit, skin suit.
Yeah, it's totally
a rubber
looks real.
Suit.
It was some special makeup artist who made it. So he looks like he has a tank top sunburn, and he has no shirt on, but he has overalls with only one thing latched, and tattoos and
shoulder strap. He is a depiction of white southern man and at a NASCAR race.
Yeah, so he totally dressed up like a pretty convincing.
It totally looked like a white
country
man.
White man.
If I'd been walking past him and he spat like that, I would have thought it was a white man.
he spat right in front of a black man as he was walking. Like he was right in front of him and he spit right in front of him.
Well, it's a black man. According to this report, he's black. And here's a few of the reactions from the users on X.
People are saying, well, this first guy says Joe it reads, "So after this stunt, blackface is okay now?" And Haroon here says he needs to be canceled for this. This is absolutely awful.
He got a little vulgar there. But other than that, it was funny. It was amusing.
That was funny when he spat in front of that guy.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Maybe that he thought to do that.
Yeah.
All right, I got to take a break. But it's a black man, and that's got race. And white people, y'all can do that with the blacks. Do it. Don't be afraid. What? What?
Just don't relax.
Yeah, don't
and
relax.
Keep your distance.
Especially nowadays. So don't do it. I forgot about all that. Don't do it. Don't take my advice on that one. Super Chats, Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on POs.net. Back in a moment.
29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby on fire. He's on fire. And then, no Punchy today. Huh? Check out Punchy podcast.
There was no Punchy this past Wednesday, but there shall be this Wednesday.
Punchy TV.
If the Lord be will.
And the creek don't rise. One other quick thing I want to show you, then I get to your phone calls and super chats. There's this lady named Karen. Is her name Karen?
No, it's just a slur.
What?
It's not. Her name is not Karen, but people call her a Karen.
How could a name Karen be a slur?
Because you call somebody... Black people and trend followers, to use the biblical question to reference, white people and others use the term Karen to deride white women.
So Karen is not a real name?
It's not her real name.
Are there people named Karen for real?
There are.
Oh.
And it's unfortunate.
It would be like someone named Nicarara.
Yeah, imagine if James became a word of derision, and then my name is James.
Well, anyway, so it's not named Karen, but that's what they call it, I guess. This is from People. Have y'all seen this? People is reporting that after several Philly fans attempted to grab the home run ball, one fan secured it before walking back to his seat, his spot. Several seats over to give it to a young boy. So this guy caught this ball at the game, it sounded like. And then he took it over to give it to a boy. As the fan was walking back, a female fan followed him back to his seat, grabbed his arms, and appeared to berate him. Watching from NBC Sports.
Harrison Bader in the fourth inning. I want you to check out where this ball lands, Ben Davis. Left field, and some Phillies fans are going to grapple for the ball. Guy in the red T-shirt right there comes up with it, walks down the aisle, and hands it to his son. And gets it as that woman in the white hair there is left with nothing. And she says, "Excuse me, that should be my baseball." And the guy's like, "Are you kidding me?" "No, it's my son's baseball." And the other woman there says, yeah, it's not yours. But the guy, I don't think I would have done this to my child.
No.
He takes it and says, here, do you want it? It's all yours, Karen. And she walks down the aisle. Yes, that's mine. Gives it to her husband.
Good for you.
Good for you. But guess what? He gets a gift bag. But wait, there's more. If you order right now, we'll give you Dave Dombrowski and Harrison Bader signing a bat for your son underneath the stadium.
What do you think about that, hey?
I stand with that Phillies Karen gal because it looked like he might have grabbed it right out of her hand. We need a close-up on that interaction. I didn't realize that she felt that she had it.
I didn't even see her. The grab was going on. I just saw a bunch of people. I don't know who got it first.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. That's why I stand with her. At least I don't stand against her, put it that way.
What do you think?
Not fully.
Thank you, baby.
She does have short hair, though.
That's yeah, right. No. I was wondering, too, about the dog pile. But it could have gone either way.
What?
I said it could have gone either way. I don't know.
I couldn't tell.
I was wondering about the dog pile, too.
But that's how it works, though. The man is supposed to get the ball because he's more capable. Sorry.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm just thinking about what you said. Are you going against what you said earlier?
Yeah, a little bit. Because really, I was never for her until I saw the video. I'm like, oh, she kind of might have had it.
But let's say he took it out of her hand.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with that?
Yeah, because he was stronger.
Nice.
It's kind of like he's playing first.
I can't really cover it because I can't tell who took it.
Yeah. I was thinking, though, I did notice that it ended up being better in the sense that he got like some bat signed and everything. So
yeah.
It ended up being like super, super awesome. But
he's
I was thinking, hold up. I tell a little mama, though, because you saw the woman came with this bag of gifts.
Right.
So everybody saw this and felt bad for the kid. I mean, it ended up being awesome for him. I'm just wondering, spiritually, what did this cost?
Yeah, it was totally rewarding.
Yeah.
Sort of weakness.
Interesting. I don't know, folks, because I can tell who got the ball first. Let me go to Ashley out of California. Ashley, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So I had I saw something about why I wanted to not do something, and then I wanted to share that situation with you, and then just see what you think, and like maybe get some stuff from you about it. I have my son, who has his dad, and they live separate from me, right, for a long time. And it's been an on and off situation of seeing my son. And I haven't seen him like maybe 3 times in the last like 2 years. And so it's been a struggle where just trying to get like a schedule down. And so the dad's very controlling and stuff. And so I've been letting it go, especially since I've been listening to you like a year ago. And just, you know, completely letting it go. And, but then the dad started calling me and starting to make, you know, plans to come over. And sometimes when he calls, he just yells on the phone and I don't even like get a word in. And then he hangs up and I'm just like looking confused. So he's very, verbally angry. Like he makes his verbal anger his whole personality. Anyways, there was one time where in the text message, cause he wouldn't stop texting me and stuff. And, you know, I've told him let's talk if it's only about Eli, and he always wants to talk about the past or his anger, what his resentment or what I did wrong. And, so eventually I did actually tell him to F off, you know, and that was a big one for me because, you know, because I was scared that means I might not see my son again, who is 8 years old, by the way. And but then it didn't happen. He kept texting me and calling me, and then he called me this last Friday and said, "Why don't you come on this weekend? And I said, no. And I said, he said, what about Wednesday? And I said, yeah, I can do Wednesday and I'll take half day off work and come and see him because that's his early day off school. And anyways, so as I was making those plans, I could feel on the inside where when I was having that conversation with him on the phone, I could feel it was almost like I was almost doing it to please him. And, but I still made the plans to go because I feel like I want my son to, this whole time I've been afraid not to see my son, but then now I feel like it's more important that my son, at least one day, he knows that his mom has dignity, you know, and, just won't go see someone and let him yell at me just to go see my son, you know? So, but then I still made the plan and I always thinking to myself, am I doing this because I'm still afraid of the mother spirit, right? And as soon as I saw that, I could feel it in my chest and I was like, yep, that's there. And then, I was like, well, if I still go see him, even though I know there's a part of me that's going to see him, because he'll take it away as soon as he wants to anyways. It's not like, oh, no, you can go see your son, you know. If I go see him, am I not believing in God? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, because I'm afraid of the mother spirit, because I'm basically picking up the phone, even though I didn't want to pick up the phone anymore, to let him yell at me. Is it okay? Do you think that I should cancel the plans?
You say you're afraid of the mother spirit, what do you mean by that?
That means the anger in him.
Oh, I see. You're afraid of that?
Yeah. Right. In a way, I could feel it on the inside when he's like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you go see him, are you seeing him at the father house or the open space somewhere?
Open space. All right, because I won't go see him at the house.
Oh, good. Because I don't want you to get hurt. If he's that angry, as you say, anything can happen. But if you want to go see your son, it's an open space and you're safe. There's nothing. And then you notice that you do feel this fear about his anger. Just be aware of that, but don't call it you. And if you want to see your son, you go see him and spend some time and then leave.
Okay, good. All right, that's what I wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure that all I need to do is see it, because I definitely see it.
Yeah.
I see all of it. I definitely see that it's there. And then I was like, okay, now can I go see my son?
Yeah, you can go. Just be aware of what's happening on the inside, but don't call it you. And long as it's safe to go see him, no problem. But if your life is at risk, then that's a different story.
Right. Yeah, I don't think my life's at risk.
Okay.
And I also, I have confidence in myself that I can walk away if I need to.
Oh, good.
You know, in that open space, if we meet at the park or whatever.
Yeah.
If
you want to go see him, and your son is 8, I'm sure he want to see you. But don't argue with his father. Don't have any argument with the devil at all in your mind or in other people. And just live your life being aware of what's going on, dying from that old nature.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you too. Super chat.
Super chats.
On X, No More says, love you, Jesse.
Thank you. Love you back.
Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you for helping us to do what we do.
Imp Hands, 5 subscriptions on the Rumble account, Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble.
Amazing. Thank you.
Honeybee on YouTube, Bond YouTube yesterday during church with Jesse Lee Peterson. You say to drop the thoughts, we have to watch. To drop the thoughts, we have to watch. But what if we're still doing wrong, even though we're doing the silent prayer daily and watching? Shouldn't the wrongdoings stop? What if it doesn't stop? Asks Honeybee.
Honeybee, I don't understand what you mean by wrongdoing. Oh, honey. I don't know what, make that a little clear. I can't respond because I don't know what you mean by doing wrong. Either call me, 888-775-3773. I'll make it clear in the super chat. Thank you.
And Heat, on the biblical question answer from last week, I believe.
Oh, I, how do you know when you're spiritual?
When you're able to discern those spirits that are in opposition and war against the spirit of truth.
Amazing. Well, yesterday we dealt with it, and when you're present, you are spiritual, and you will know it. Thank you.
Thank you, N. Heat, CLC, AJLP. I know you say there aren't strong women, only weak men, but I think that's too close to naming it and claiming it. If we don't give humanity the benefit of the doubt, we're just giving people a reason to unalive themselves, meaning kill themselves. Just my two cents. Heart hands, I think, is what that is. Quite. And P.S., I know we aren't supposed to have hope or, quote-unquote, or strength of ourselves, but honestly, we are all strong to persevere in this carnal world, he says.
That's not true at all. No one is strong, believe me. And I don't understand the first half of your statement. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CLC, as always, for the support.
Yeah, thank you.
Five coffees from someone. Do we have free will to be conscious in the present moment?
No. It's God will. We can't do it. We can't make ourselves be conscious. Only the light can shine so that we can see. If the spirit of the truth light didn't shine in us, we wouldn't be able to see anything. So, no. Amazing. We can't will that to be either. Thank you.
And over on
nice
YouTube.
Question, by the way.
YouTube on Bond YouTube, help us so that we can help others.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
nice.
You for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Kevin on Cash App, God bless us all.
And God bless you. Thank you.
Curly for the Bond service on Cash App.
Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Amazing.
Lori, amen to church. Biblical question answer, are you a leader or a follower?
Yes.
I'm a follower of evil. But I'm grateful to see it so I can die from it and follow truth. Thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. It is an amazing question. It really is. Thank you.
Tom on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Church was amazing. I related to that woman who was speaking about her confusion when it comes to working on herself.
Yeah.
What a perfect example how Satan deceives us into thinking we got it. I don't think people realize how evil and cunning the thoughts really are.
If people knew the depths of evil thoughts, they would stop thinking right now. Really. Because they would know it's not them, and they would stop thinking. But thoughts are wicked. That's why the human nature is wicked, because they listen to the thought, and they do what the thoughts say, and there's no good in the imagination, in thoughts, at all. Thank you. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. And fellowship was amazing yesterday. Check it out at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Anthony, bell to bell, no phones in schools, New York State.
Nice idea. Finally.
I like it. Letting phones in classrooms is insane, a mess.
I don't know who came up with that.
What a mess.
I know.
That dude says, nice interview on Matt Gaetz, JLP.
Thank you. It was fun. I enjoy talking to Matt.
Frijolito, thanks to the boomers, millennials can't afford a house. Hake, get rid of the I love boomers t-shirt.
Don't blame the boomers. What the?
Who raised them?
That's right. Amazing.
Frijolito 87 with another Donald Trump catering for Israel, not America first. So sad I didn't vote for that. We need a president who cares about America, not Israel.
They didn't vote for Trump.
He voted for Trump, but not for a Trump to be catering to Israel.
How did Trump change Israel?
By bombing Iran.
What? That was for our safety as well.
Well, I'm just made that part up.
Oh.
I don't know what all he's doing to cater to Israel. He moved the embassy the first term.
Nice.
To Jerusalem.
Right on.
From Tel Aviv.
I love Jerusalem.
I like that too.
Amazing. Thank you.
Frijolito 87 with another no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fazul, Jesse, thanks for all you do. All I've learned here has helped me greatly. I can see now. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew. Amen.
Thank you very much. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Mio is a cute dog, Kappa. How do you forgive Punjabi for taking your country and turning it into a slum? My country, quote-unquote Canada, is gone. It ain't never coming back. Timmigrants.
By what's Mungabi?
Punjabi, I think that is a reference to certain Indians who came in to Canada and transformed it.
So the president of Canada is India?
No, taking the country, you know, because when the immigrants flooded.
Oh, they flooded Canada in a way they're illegal down here.
Yes.
Oh, by not resenting them, really. They are asleep and they don't know what they're doing. Amazing. Thank you.
Frijolito 87 asks, why you erase my comments, Hake? Te hablo en español. H-D-T blank M. Ja, ja, ja.
What the?
I had to look that up so I knew which word to blank. Or letter. A-L-L. I didn't delete it. I just got around. Took me a while to read your super chats, Frijolito.
Thank you, Frijolito.
A-L-L. Cure for cancer? Kamala voter intellect. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony B. Sanders, that's Bernie, I think, shows through commie colors, so shows his true commie colors with Man Dummy, New York City.
I see your true color shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. True colors shining through. Amazing.
Isaiah, very generous, sir, on Cash App. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for helping us to help others.
Five coffees from Eric. In response to the BQ, are you a follower or a leader?
Yes.
I'm a follower of truth.
Amazing. I'll put my two sisters on Sunday. Thank you.
Renesio says, I'm not a leader, Jesse. I'm not a leader nor a follower, but a seeker constructing my own path. Also, if everything is an illusion, then I think I overpaid for my Vietnamese iced coffee yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lazario.
And I'll put my two cents on you about a beautiful question.
Five coffees from Lazario. Good morning, Jesse. Thank you for all your recommendations, buddy. You've helped me in my journey, Jesse. Just want to let you know what you recommend I should do if my 15-year-old teenage daughter has been highly influenced by her mother and their family. She refuses to have any type of relationship with me. I try and I try to no avail. And he continues on and on about that situation.
Right on. Thank you. I don't remember, but thank you.
Okay. You know, I think he wants to know what you recommend.
Oh.
Sorry, I misread it. I don't know how to read. Lazario, my bag.
I don't know the whole situation, so you may need to call me. RebuildingTheMan.com, but if you've done all you can do, let go. Really, let go and let God's will be done. And just work on you. And believe me, things will be amazing for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lazario.
Yeah.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, don't know if you're aware of the stabbing in Charlotte by the homeless black man to the Ukrainian woman on the train. Of course, the liberal media and black race hustlers nowhere to be found. If that thug was white, the woman was black. It would have made the liberal media propaganda.
Yeah, we played that today, Mike. It's a mess. Let me stop there for a minute.
We'll read more later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. Let me go to Marilyn out of Florida. Marilyn, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Marilyn.
How you doing?
All is well.
Okay. So I want to talk about your follower or leader.
Are you a follower or a leader? The biblical
question. Neither. Neither. I'm God.
Oh, you God.
Right.
Oh, I forgot, Marilyn, you God. So you're not a follower or a leader. You are God.
Exactly.
So if you're God, why are you so miserable?
Because everyone else doesn't know they are God, and they all want to be followers and leaders.
That's why you're miserable?
Yep.
How is it possible for a God to be miserable?
Because other people are stupid, and I have got to be subjected to it.
Thank you. And I'll put my two cents on the side. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super Chats.
Eric, five more coffees. Women raise children alone because they have sex out of wedlock. Women who chase thrills instead of what's right end up raising children alone, he says.
Amazing. What a mess.
He also
says,
Jesse, when, quote unquote, the blacks defend black leaders, rap music, and abortion, is that an example of Stockholm Syndrome?
What?
When the blacks defend their black leaders and rap music and abortion, is that Stockholm Syndrome?
No, that's evil.
You remember what Stockholm Syndrome is? Embracing your oppressors. Something like that. You're embracing your abusers.
So
they're being abused by the black leaders and rap music and abortion.
Oh, yeah, that's Stockholm all the way. What the?
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, it's time for the UN to issue a travel advisory for all foreigners coming to the United States because the blacks are so dangerous. Especially after that black stabbed the Ukrainian woman on the train in Charlotte, she says.
One thing for sure, the blacks, the white people under genocide right now. It's amazing to see it. And it's gonna get worse. I guess I wish it wasn't, but it's gonna get worse. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar Caesar, hey, Jesse and crew, that one caller could have been reading a book doing the silent prayer exercise in, or even watching something positive and informative on YouTube or something like that, but instead chooses to hate watch JLP, shaking his head. What? Caller, aren't you embarrassed to say how you spend your time? What a beta.
What a mess. Thank you.
Conservative Chris, the Black Panther.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Good morning from Atlanta to JLP and Steph, Christopher Foute.
Right on, Chris. Peace out.
Hey.
Georgia on my mind. Good to hear from you, Chris.
Joe on X, watching live, said, listen to how Gail laughed when she said her son's father is dead. I didn't catch that.
Me either.
Dominic.
I didn't catch it. Thank you.
Dominic says, leader.
To the biblical question?
Probably to the biblical question.
Thank you, Dominic. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
I think it's Dominic, not Dominic.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Eric, five coffees. Women don't want a healthy family. They want a powerful man to control and show off to their friends.
That's for sure. What the? Thank you.
Nikki, three coffees. Biblical question answer.
Are you a follower or leader?
I am not a follower. I walk to the beat of my own drums and let God guide my steps. Drum emoji, musical notes.
Thank you. I put my two cents in Sunday.
Very nice. And let me just double check over on... Thank you guys over there on DLive as well as the other places. And thank you guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Michael, first time call out of Colorado. Rick out of Virginia. The callers just coming in. And the other callers just dropped. I'm out of time. Tuesday is coming up. Hopefully tomorrow. Country Western Tuesday. Call back then if you can. And the hate report is coming down. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Just stay on that path. If everybody turning away from it, let them turn away, but don't let them drag you with them because they will try to do that. You stay on it. And thank you for your support. Do the silent prayer. Practice staying present. That's where life is. It's not in time. It's in no time. Take care. Bye. Damn it.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, JLP.